In today's gospel, we heard the parable of the wedding feast. Now, in order to get a better grasp as to what our Lord is saying here, I think we need a little bit of context. Now, first of all, if we look at the very beginning of his parable, he says, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son." Then, of course, we see later on that he sends out his servants, but they are dismissed, if you will. The invitation is refused, and then in some cases, the servants are even mistreated and killed. But we need to pay attention to one important detail. And that detail is, who exactly is inviting these people to the feast? It's not just any old buddy who is holding this feast for his son. In fact, it was a king inviting these people to the wedding feast of his son. Now, if you can imagine, if you can put yourself back in first century Israel, how you might respond to this invitation. If somebody came to you saying, "I would like to invite you to the wedding feast of the king's son," who among you would say, "Well, what day is that? Let me check my calendar. Let me see. I'll see if it works. I'll get back to you." No, you say, "Oh, what an honor. I've been invited to the wedding feast of the king's son. Of course, I will be there." But then, strangely, we see that they're simply dismissed. Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. And so you can see how it's understandable that the king responded in a rather violent manner, if you will, dispatching his soldiers to kill those murderers and burn their city. But then he says, "The feast is ready. So go out and invite anybody you can find to come to my son's wedding feast." Now, among the many saints that reflected on this gospel, among them was Saint Jerome, who, of course, is best known for heading up a translation of the entire Bible into Latin. And his most famous line among all of his sermons and treatises and works is, "Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ." And one thing that he asks is, really, who are the people in this parable? Well, obviously, the king is God the Father. His son is Christ himself. The servants, he says, are probably the prophets of the Old Testament. And the second set of servants, he says, are the apostles. For indeed, we do see that after Pentecost, the apostles are sent to all nations to make disciples, whether they be Jew or Gentile, inviting them to the wedding feast of the Lamb. So then we see that all the guests come, and then we see a detail that maybe unsettles us a little bit. For it says, the king came in to meet the guests, and he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. To him he says, "My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?" And he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, "Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Whoa. This seems like a rather extreme response to this man not wearing a wedding garment. I mean, understandable, he just had a bunch of his servants killed. But we can ask ourselves, why was he so upset with this man for not wearing a wedding garment? Well, first of all, we've all been to weddings, right? And we all know that there's a certain etiquette to your attire. You would always put on something nice to go to a wedding. And indeed, if someone were to come to a wedding wearing blue jeans and a Batman t-shirt, you would be like, "What's with that?" Like, do you not have one colored shirt you can put on? And this was the wedding feast of the king's son. And this man came not appropriately dressed. And furthermore, some scholars speculate that there's something more going on. For some think that at this time, that when a king would invite people to a feast, that he himself would provide wedding garments for the guests himself, so as to ensure that everybody was properly dressed. Now, if that's the case, you can imagine what was going on here just before the king came in. You can imagine this man coming in and the king's servant offering him a wedding garment. And he says, oh no, I'm good here. I'll wear what I've come in. And then you can see why the king would be enraged. Seeing that he's not wearing a wedding garment and having refused it, it's a slap in the face, if you will, to the king. And so he responds, bind his hands and his feet and cast him into the darkness outside. For you can see the arrogance in this man in not wearing the wedding garment. And so we can ask ourselves, what exactly is this wedding garment? Well, St. Jerome has this to say. He says, the wedding garments are the Lord's commands and the works that are fulfilled from the law and the gospel. These become the clothing of the new man. If anyone with the name of Christian, therefore, is found at the time of judgment who does not have the wedding clothing, that is, the garment of the heavenly man from above, but has a polluted garment, that is, the hide of the old man, he is immediately reprimanded. And it is said to him, friend, how did you enter here? He calls him friend because he had invited him to the wedding. He convicts him of impudence or lack of respect because he had defiled the purity of the wedding feast with a filthy garment. So we see, my brothers and sisters, that the wedding garment are the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ, the very gospel that he preached to us and lived to us and lived as an example for us. This is the garment that is offered to us when we are invited to his wedding feast. We are invited to live a life according to the gospel and are given that gospel so that we are appropriately dressed when we appear before him. And if we refuse to live a life according to the gospel, we are just like the man who came in without a garment, saying to the Lord, no, I'm good. I'll accept your invitation, but I'll do things my way. I'll live according to my own commands. I will wear my own garment. And the response to this would be the same. Bind his hands and his feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen. But we also have the choice to accept the wedding garment that is the Lord's commands. We have the choice to live a life according to the gospel that Christ preached to us. And when we live a life according to the gospel, we are just like all of the other guests who showed up, who are then invited to come in and share the feast of the Lamb of God, who is divine, the very Son of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us accept that wedding garment that the Father offers to us in his Son. Let us appear before him in purity and in righteousness. Let us put on that garment and enter into his feast.